This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The southern state of Florida has hit another ominous mark as the coronavirus continues surging across the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida's reporting 156 deaths today, two dozen more than the record set just 2 days ago. The Miami-Dade area is the epicenter, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says officials are considering another blanket lockdown.
I think we've got to continue to communicate how serious this is.
Half the states are now requiring masks, with Colorado and Arkansas among the latest, but there will not be a national mandate.
We leave it to localities to make the decisions when, with regard to face coverings, and the CDC guidelines remain the same today, recommended but not required.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, Target, CVS, and Publix are joining other major national retailers in requiring customers wear masks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Britain, the United States, and Canada have accused Russia of trying to steal information from researchers seeking a COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
The three nations allege that hacking group APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear and said to be part of the Russian intelligence service, is attacking academic and pharmaceutical research institutions involved in coronavirus vaccine development. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center made the announcement, which is coordinated with authorities in the US and Canada. The persistent and ongoing attacks are seen by intelligence officials as an effort to steal intellectual property rather than to disrupt research. Zaria Shakili, London.
A down day on Wall Street, stocks falling in all three major indices. The Dow Jones was off 0.5%, the S&P lost 0.46%, the Nasdaq dropped by 0.73%. This is VOA.